the sound of the crowd as one gravity car comes to a braking stop after racing 650 feet down 2nd Avenue. This group of onlookers is sitting in bleachers several feet behind the orange net that's meant to catch cars that don't brake in time. This particular car came close to the net but didn't hit it. This year, 7 people have allowed gravity to propel them down the racetrack. Glenn Smith is one of them. He's also the builder of another car raced by his daughter, Erica. Erica's 12 years old, and this is her 4th gravity race.
This is my first car that I built for Erica and I, the first time they had the gravity racing. But since then, she's taken the car over. I built my own car, so now it's her car. We're going to have to... We played around with the brakes here a little bit tonight. She's used to having more weight in the car than what we don't have any weight at all in it tonight. Right now we're just playing with the brakes, and they look good right now, so we'll give it a try.
What are some special components of this car?
Well, the main components, of course, on this is the steering wheel to keep it straight down the road. And then the next very important part of it is the brakes. And these are called a V-brake. They're off of... bikes that do tricks and stuff like that, and they can lock them up real easy, and they're work good for this one. So,
Erica, so you're the driver of this car?
Yes.
How do you handle it?
You just kind of take steering. You kind of move it slowly, just little movements.
What does it feel like when you're going down in it?
Well, it's kind of scary, but at the same time exciting.
How do you feel when you're coming close to the net?
I feel kind of scared, and I kind of wonder if I'm going to be able to stop in time.
9-year-old Taryn Privett is another daring driver. He explains how his practice run went.
It feels fast until you start putting the brakes on, and then you get worried about hitting the net.
How do you know when to put the brakes on?
When they wave the flag up and down, then you can tell.
Dave Sweat, organizer of Wrangell's Gravity Car Race, is putting the finishing touches on his recently constructed car.
We're bringing this car up to its legal weight limit, and so I'm just loading in a little ballast. That's pretty much it.
When did you finish this?
It's not finished yet. It's always a work in progress. Everybody in Radio Land can tell right now, paint's still wet, you know. So, actually, we put the graphics on the side by sticking it in the wet paint. Yeah, we'll continue to work on this one.
Sweat's car is being raced by 14-year-old Tiffany Merritt. This is her 5th gravity car race. She's outfitted in a helmet, gloves, and a bandana covering her mouth.
How did that practice run go?
Feels fun. It's always fun.
And how does this compare to other cars you've been in?
It's way faster.
Were you nervous about the brakes at all?
No, he always does the brakes so good. I can't even do crowd stunts with him.
And how does it feel when you're coming down the hill?
You just kind of hope you don't swerve or anything, and then once you start going real fast, you just think about how fast you're going.
Other participants are 7-year-old Michael Smith, 9-year-old Jonathan Warwick, and Joe Roseberry. Everyone gets 2 runs down the racetrack, and their best time is considered for placement.
And we have a car on the track. Please stand back and keep your eyes open. Jump out of the way if you need to. Jonathan Warwick with a time of 22.31 seconds.
Warwick's time of 22.31 seconds got him 5th place. Behind him was 7-year-old Michael Smith with a time of 23.12 seconds. In 4th place was Erica Smith with a time of 22.22 seconds. Glenn Smith took 3rd place with a time of 21.85 seconds. Speeding in 2nd was Privett with a time of 21.34 seconds, and in 1st place was Merritt with a time of 21.19 seconds. She took home the Mayor's Cup Trophy and 1st place cash prize. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.